Welcome to episode 57 of the Snowflake Snow Pro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux, and today we're diving deep into one of the crucial commands in Snowflake, the Create File Format command. This command is fundamental for anyone working with data loading operations in Snowflake, and mastering it is essential for your Snow Pro Core certification exam. Let's start with the basics. A file format in Snowflake specifies the format of the data files Snowflake loads or unloads, including how the data is structured within in those files. Creating a custom file format is critical because Snowflake supports a range of file formats such as CSV, JSON, Parquet, Avro, OAuth, and XML, and each of these has specific formatting options. The Create File Format command allows you to define a custom file format object in Snowflake that outlines the specific formatting options for data files. This is incredibly useful for ensuring that your data loading processes are both efficient and error-free. Let's break down the command syntax and its components. Create or replace file format if not exists. Type B can't say format options. Comment string. Name. This is the identifier for your file format. It's how you'll reference the file format in other commands. Type. This specifies the type of file you're defining. CSV, JSON, Parquet, etc. Format options. These are the specific formatting options for your file type. They can include specifications for field delimiter, record delimiter, skip header, null handling, and much more depending on the file type. A few key points to remember about creating a file format include: 1. You have the flexibility to create a file format that perfectly suits your data loading needs. Each file type supported by Snowflake has a rich set of options you can tweak. 2. The command can be executed in the Snowflake UI or via scroll commands in scripts. It's part of the DDL operations in Snowflake, so understanding its syntax and options is crucial for data engineering tasks. 3. When designing your file format, consider the source data. The correct choice of format options like delimiter, enclosure, and escape character can significantly impact your data loading efficiency. 4. Always test your custom file format with a sample data load to ensure that the settings you've configured work as expected. Snowflake provides a validate command that can help with this. As we dive into more complex topics, remember that understanding the Create File Format command and being able to tailor it to your data requirements is not just about passing the Snow Pro Core certification exam. It's about being able to efficiently and effectively manage your data within Snowflake, ensuring smooth data integration and processing workflows. In the next part of our episode, we will explore some best practices for using the Create File Format command and how to troubleshoot common issues that might arise during its execution. Remember, mastering Snowflake's functionalities like this is key to becoming a certified Snowflake user and a proficient data professional. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you found this content helpful, be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more in-depth training sessions. Until next time, this is Yakub Abdul Hakim, wishing you success in your Snowflake journey and your Snow Pro Core certification exam.